The trees are changing, and once again, salmon are spawning in our streams. This is a great time of year to get out and do some fishing and hunting. If you like duck hunting, Saturday, September 19th is Waterfowler Heritage Day in the Southern District. This day was introduced to provide young hunters aged 12 to 17 with the opportunity to practice outdoor skills, learn about wildlife conservation, and reinforce safety training in a structured, supervised environment. Licensed adult hunters who serve as mentors have an opportunity to pass on their considerable skills and knowledge by offering guidance and advice to young hunters. The following rules are in effect. To participate, young hunters under the age of majority do not require the federal migratory game bird hunting permit. Young participants must comply with all existing safety and licensing requirements found in the Firearms Act and provincial hunting regulations. Participants must be accompanied by a licensed mentor over the age of majority. Mentors may not hunt or carry a firearm and may accompany no more than one young hunter, and the daily bag limit applies as per the regulations. For more information on this great opportunity, check the Migratory Game Birds Hunting Regulations online at www.ec.gc.ca.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
world champion bass angler Brad Knight joins us to talk about fishing for a living and how he won $500,000 in one weekend fishing for bass. Jack Hughes with Environment Canada is here to talk about waterfowl hunting and news for 2015. Plus, the win a Yamaha Alumacraft contest and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof windshield and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine. And only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFAH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Man, this is going to be a great hunting trip. The camp is really remote this year.
Yeah, only way I can take off this year is if I keep in touch once a day with my office. I just picked up my new satellite phone from Spot so I can stay in contact when we lose cell coverage.
Bet that was expensive.
Nope, Spot has a free phone offer right now. It didn't cost me a thing. Their airtime plans are really affordable and the sound quality is awesome too. My family likes it. We're prepared for an emergency as well.
A free satellite phone, affordable rates, and awesome sound? I'll check it out when we get back.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit findmespot.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's...
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats. Celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. The top 50 bass anglers in the world took to the waters of Lake Wichita on August 20th this year to compete in the prestigious Forestwood Cup. Part-time pharmacist Brad Knight emerged on August 23rd with over 51 pounds of bass, earning him the title of world champion and $500,000 in American cash. Brad Knight, congratulations on winning the World Championship of Bass Fishing. Man, $500,000 in U.S. dollars. Oh, yeah, and by the way, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So I'm sure the listeners want to know a little bit more about Brad Knight, the person. Where are your roots? Where did you come from? Are you married? All that kind of information.
Okay, I grew up in a small town called Lansing, Tennessee, just outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, and I'm married. I've got a wife named Becky, got a three-year-old little girl named Tinsley, and I just grew up in the outdoors, fishing just a small hometown, you know, country lifestyle. Grew up fishing, playing sports, and that's pretty much it. Just basically a guy that's just pursued his dream and had it all work out for him.
Yeah, that's, and I read here that you're like a part-time pharmacist, so obviously, you know, a typical family, just kind of young family getting started, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm 33 years old now, and I've been fishing FLW Tour, I think, 6 years, so.
Wow.
It was kind of rocky to get started, but we kind of got a little bit of traction midway through the career, and got lucky enough and fortunate enough to win the Forestwood Cup.
Wow. So what or who inspired you to take up fishing?
Well, I always fished as growing up. I had a couple of small ponds and lakes in the community that I grew up in. And, you know, just being a young kid, a lot of the guys in the neighborhood, we would fish, you know, watch TV shows with Bill Dance and all those guys and Roland Martin.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'd be out there trying to duplicate what we saw them do on TV. So that was how I got started, being a really young kid doing that.
Yeah, who was
walking the shore of those ponds and stuff?
Right. Who was your favorite? Who was your real the one person that you wanted to be like?
Bill Dance. He was wearing the Tennessee hat even from the early age on. That was the man there. He was representing the Vols, so that was a good thing.
Yeah, I think mine's For mine, it'd be fishing. It would be halfway between Al Linder and Rick Klund. So there's quite a stretch there.
Yeah, that's right.
So how did all of this lead to fishing for a living?
Well, I was playing sports through high school and baseball, football, basketball growing up. And after I got out of high school, there was no, you know, I wasn't able to play college sports, so I didn't have anything to kind of fill that competitive void. So I always fished, and some of my buddies and I, about the same age, one of them bought a boat, and we started fishing this multiple tournament. And I really liked it. I really liked the competitive, to fill that void. So that was really how the tournament birth kind of got started.
Yeah.
And won a tournament, you know, later on that year, one, you know, at the time there might have been 30 boats in it, won maybe $300. I'm thinking, man, I could work my guts out all week and not make $300, and then one day I can go fishing and make that. So the light bulb kind of went off, and it was something I definitely at that time wanted to pursue. But also, there's the area that I live in East Tennessee has kicked out a tremendous amount of professional bass fishermen. So, you know, it wasn't like it was some crazy wild dream to do it. I mean, I grew up 20 minutes away from four or five guys that were competing on the tours as well.
Yeah.
So it was something I was able to see and talk to and relate to those guys. I mean, those were who I grew up having to fish against. You know, Wesley Strayers, Andy Morgan, Jack Wade, Craig Powers. I mean, the list goes on and on. But those people that, you know, they'd be competing in an FLW Tour or Bassmaster event on Friday, and if they didn't make the cut, I was having to fish against them on Saturday on my local lake. So
wow.
That was always a pretty neat thing. And really hats off to those guys, because so many of those people took me under their wing and helped me, you know, carve my path into this career.
We will return with more from Brad Knight and a $500,000 bass after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
I love these hunting trips, but the kids miss me, and my wife worries about us being safe.
I know what you mean. I bought a Spot Gen 3 for this trip to keep in touch with my girls.
That's a satellite messenger, right?
Yep, Spot sends my GPS coordinates via satellite right to my family's email or phone. They click on the message and see where I am. I can use it in emergencies or to signal for help as well. Spot has rescued over 3,500 adventurers already.
Sounds good. Looks small, too. Is it pricey?
Nope, I save 50% with a mail-in rebate.
50% rebate offer is for a limited time only. Annual subscription is required. Visit findmespot.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's...
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Brad Knight decided to join the Walmart FLW Tour in 2008 and recorded a career-high 19th place Angler of the Year finish in 2014. That same year, Knight competed for the Forest Wood Cup on Lake Hartwell and finished in 20th place. In 2015, Knight's career took a major turn for the better after qualifying for the Cup and winning the title of world champion on Lake Wichita in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Knight finished the event with a 4-day cumulative weight of 20 bass, weighing 51 pounds, 12 ounces, and took home a $1.5 million paycheck.
Well, you know, and I can appreciate what you're saying. I fished all the way from Texas, south of Del Rio, Amistad, right through. I fished Michigan, and I fished in Tennessee. In fact, I fished an FLW event on Old Hickory. It was a while ago. I'm a little older, Brad. But I can tell you that I met George Cochran down there and the general and not only them, but everybody in the event were so friendly and so supportive. And I just totally loved it. But one thing I didn't do that you did do is you took a big risk, and not just a risk in terms of time management, but a big financial risk. How did you feel about doing it, and did you get support from anyone or sponsors, or how did that all work out?
Well, when I first got started, I had a little support, but most of it was just was out of my pocket and just trying to survive on winnings. You know, there was a lot of early on that I just had to risk everything on that I was going to get a check here and there to kind of keep myself going.
Yeah,
and that's never easy. I was in my mid-20s. I still live at home, so I didn't have a lot of stuff to risk. You know, I wasn't worried about it. I didn't have a house payment, a truck payment, or any of that stuff. I had a small boat deal, so
right.
All that stuff was taken care of. But still, you know, the entry fees mount up are pretty high. But you know, I got fortunate enough my first year on tour to hit a couple of good decent checks and kind of keep myself going and fund the rest of the year. So that was kind of in the early beginning. That was how I got started.
Yeah. Now, one thing, there's a turning point that everybody kind of finds, or a threshold point where you kind of leave the, geez, I'm just an average guy, to where you are, which is, I mean, the best in the world, uncontested. Do you have like a technique or a go-to bait or something? You don't have to tell us your secrets, but something.
There's no secrets.
Yeah. So what would that be? What was that threshold moment where you said, man, I like throwing this, or this is the way to catch bass, or is it a combination of lots of different things?
I think more for me, it's a combination of doing a lot of different things. And growing up where I did, one of the things that's really advantageous of the anglers here in this area is there's a lot of different water scenarios. You can pretty much do anything that we see on tour besides tidal water here in East Tennessee with about an hour's drive of my house. I can fish grass. I can fish deep current situations on the Tennessee River. I can fish, you know, river stuff, current. I can do deep, clear rocks, Highland reservoirs, smallmouth, largemouth, spotted bass. I can do it all.
Yeah.
And that was the thing growing up, fishing tournament trails here, is one Saturday you may be flipping grass, throwing a frog in Chickamauga or Gunnersville, and then the next week you may be fishing north with, you can see the bottom in 30 feet of water and trying to catch spotted bass and smallmouth with, you know, 6-pound test on a drop shot.
Yeah.
But that was normal to us. We didn't know any different. You know, we got guys that grew up in Florida, they fish Florida water, it's all the same. So coming to a Kentucky lake where you're deep cranking or something is something that takes an adjustment. But,
yeah,
you know, for us to be competitive, you had to do all that stuff, and we just never really thought much about it. So I think that's the thing that,
yeah,
why you see a lot of guys in our area that are able to go out and be successful on the water.
Yeah, and you know what? We're very fortunate in Ontario. We have a lot of versatility, or a lot, not so much versatility, but a lot of diverse waters, like you were saying, deep, clear, shallow, mucky, weeds, rocks. All. And I noticed when I was on Old Hickory, it was very, very similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you made an appearance in the FLW Cup previously. This was your second one. Did you find that your first appearance made kind of set you up for success on this one? Did you learn something by that one, or?
No, not really. I've been at it long enough now to where that stuff doesn't really bother me. I don't get caught up in the glitz of the land or any of that stuff. It's just all kind of a business, you know, deal for us. All tournaments are the same. And really, if it makes any sense, the cups, I feel a lot less pressure.
Yeah.
Because you don't have an entry fee. You're guaranteed money. I mean, if you go out there and you don't get a bite, you still made $10,000.
Yeah.
So I think that actually lessens the pressure to me. You know, in other tournaments, you have an entry fee, and if you don't catch them, you don't make any money. All you do is spend a bunch. So
yeah.
Cups really, to me, are no pressure. I mean, if you don't catch them, then you don't catch them, but it's all about trying to win. And that's really how I approach those tournaments. So, you know, yeah, I just was fortunate enough that it worked out this time in my second one.
Oh, and did it ever? Now, did it? Has it changed your life? I guess it has, but in any ways that we may not know. Obviously, you've got a few more dollars to buy some gasoline, but
yeah.
You know, is it? I guess you've had a busy time with guys like me phoning you and talking to you and that sort of thing.
Well, we've done a tremendous amount of media stuff, and that's something that I'm welcomed with open arms, man. So humbled and honored to be able to represent the Forestwood Cup, and with that comes the media blitz and the whirlwind. But it gives me a great platform to represent FLW, to represent my sponsors, and that's something I'm, you know, more than willing to embrace. But as far as, like, if anything I can think of with the win, it's going to set up maybe a little more financial security with my family. You know, my daughter, which I mentioned, she's 3, I've got a start on her for life now. Her college will be paid for. She won't have to worry about, you know, graduating college and having to face student loans. So she'll be able to do that kind of stuff. So that means a lot.
Outside
the fishing, everybody kind of sees the fish catching and the high fives and the trophies and stuff. But at the end of the day, it's a business, and we run it just like anybody else does their 9-to-5 job. And it's all about, you know, making money. And I'm just blessed to be able to do it in a way that I have such a passion for and enjoy getting to go to work every day. So if anything, I guess that being able to provide and have that security for my family is like a nest egg, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then just legitimizing my career, you know, you just don't have any, you know, that's just a phenomenal accolade to be able to associate yourself with. And, you know, maybe it'll open up some good business opportunities down the road.
And who knows, maybe your daughter will get involved in fishing tournaments, eh?
I don't know. I hope she does something a little smarter than that.
Yeah, but that's an awesome story. And you know, there's a lot of people up here in Canada that can relate to it. We do have tournament fishing up here. We don't have a professional class tournament series in terms of, like, you know, touring pros who make a living at it. But we do have a lot of very serious and good anglers up here. Do you have any advice for them? You know, any words that you could give them for inspiration?
Well, you know, with it not having a tournament trail there, it would be tough. But it's the bottom line is that if that's your dream and that's your aspiration, then putting in the time and the work and getting involved with, like, the FLW Tour or whatever, if I can do it, anybody can. It's just I'm just a regular guy that worked hard and paid the dues and able to have it work out for them. So
yeah.
If that's your goal, don't be afraid to chase it. Whatever length you have to go to make it happen.
Yeah, for
you know,
sure.
don't have any regrets in life. That's the main thing.
Yeah, no, I think that's great advice. So for you, Brad, you've accomplished the pinnacle. Like, what's next for Brad Knight? What's your next goal?
Well, you know, I guess try to win Angler of the Year would be the next best thing. That's the two things that you set your life goal to come for a career thing. But really just being able to keep maintaining what we do, just keep making a living for my family, doing what we enjoy to do is the first and foremost goal. And, you know, I'm kind of 50-50 on this right now. The competitor part of me wants to be the first guy to ever repeat the championship, first two-time winner.
Yeah.
But the other hand of me, I've got, you know, some of my best friends in the whole world compete on the FLW Tour. We all want to beat each other, but at the same time, we're all pulling for each other once we're out of competition. So I want to win it next year, but I also would love to be able to have my friends and some of my best friends and family be able to experience, you know, the accomplishment that we've had, too. You almost feel bad being greedy that you want to win the second one and let somebody else but get their life changed like that. But,
yeah, you can always let him win the third one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, once you get on the second person, that maybe be a little less greedy. But yeah, that's I say that now, but next year at Wheeler, I promise you, whenever the hammer drops, I'll be trying my best to be beating everybody out there for sure.
Oh, I'm sure you will. And you know what? One more time, congratulations from myself and all of us frostbitten tournament fishermen up here in Canada.
Hey, thank you guys a lot. I really appreciate it.
Brad's career earnings are $688,353 that include one win, five top tens, and two cup appearances in only 7 years. For all the details on the lures, techniques, and strategies used by Brad Knight to win $500,000, go to flwfishing.com. Jack Hughes from Environment Canada is up next with an update on waterfowling.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season is getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for hunting season. From decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 at select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to credit approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
I love these hunting trips, but the kids miss me, and my wife worries about us being safe.
I know what you mean. I bought a Spot Gen 3 for this trip to keep in touch with my girls.
That's a satellite messenger, right?
Yep. Spot sends my GPS coordinates via satellite right to my family's email or phone. They click on the message and see where I am. I can use it in emergencies or to signal for help as well. Spot has rescued over 3,500 adventurers already.
Sounds good. Looks small, too. Is it pricey?
Nope, I save 50% with a mail-in rebate.
50% rebate offer is for a limited time only. Annual subscription is required. Visit findmespot.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Do you like waterfowl hunting? Or have you always wanted to try it? Well, joining us today is Jack Hughes from Environment Canada with some useful information you need to know. Jack, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Thanks, Randy.
So, what are your duties at Environment Canada? Jack, what do you do down there?
I'm the manager of migratory bird conservation for Ontario Region at the Canadian Wildlife Service. And my group looks after surveying and tracking population status of all the migratory birds in Ontario, and we also are responsible for making hunting regulations for migratory game birds.
So that sounds like an awful lot of work to me, tracking game birds all over North America. Population's looking pretty good right now?
Yeah, things are looking pretty good.
Okay, good stuff. So, you know, in the past, obviously, when I went waterfowl hunting, you know, I go to the post office and get my migratory game bird hunting permit. For the listeners, in order to be compliant, first of all, what all do they need in terms of licensing, and how can they acquire this migratory game bird hunting permit?
Right. So, as some folks might know, Environment Canada has just recently introduced the option of purchasing your permit online, something that the province has had already for a while for the small game license that you also need for hunting. In August 2014, Environment Canada came up with a system so that people could order a permit online and it would be mailed to them. But we've improved upon that now, and folks can go on to the Environment Canada website and actually purchase and print their permit right away from home. And the nice thing about this is they can get their permit anytime. They don't have to find a seller, a post office, or other vendor of a permit, and they can get a permit at the last minute if necessary. If they want to make a decision to go hunting the next day, for instance, they could print their permit at midnight and be ready to go the following day.
Well, that's handy, especially for people like me.
Yeah, some of us are always at the last minute like that.
I tend to be sometimes on some things, and life gets busy, and that's really great. So so they can do that. But in addition to the migratory game bird hunting permit, they also require their small game hunting permit.
That's right, and that's the way it is in most provinces, Ontario included. The provincial small game license is also required.
More from Jack Hughes from Environment Canada when we return with Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
I love these hunting trips, but the kids miss me, and my wife worries about us being safe.
I know what you mean. I bought a Spot Gen 3 for this trip to keep in touch with my girls.
That's a satellite messenger, right?
Yep, Spot sends my GPS coordinates via satellite right to my family's email or phone. They click on the message and see where I am. I can use it in emergencies or to signal for help as well. Spot has rescued over 3,500 adventurers already.
Sounds good. Looks small, too. Is it pricey?
Nope, I save 50% with a mail-in rebate.
50% rebate offer is for a limited time only. Annual subscription is required. Visit findmespot.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE Stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE Stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's...
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
You're listening to my chat with Jack Hughes from Environment Canada on waterfowl hunting.
And I should add, too, that when you purchase your migratory game bird hunting permit, you also purchase a conservation stamp. It's part of the package. You have to buy both of them together, and all of the money from the conservation stamp goes directly into habitat conservation.
That's awesome. So they can be comfortable in knowing that when they purchase this stamp that it's going back to a good cause.
That's right. So the cost of the permit actually funds the permitting program and harvest surveys and other waterfowl programs at Environment Canada, but the stamp dollars go directly to habitat conservation. And since the stamp was introduced in 1984, Wildlife Habitat Canada has received $50 million from the sale of these stamps.
That's amazing. So that's really helping out, and it's nice. Hunters always like that because we not only want to be part of nature, but we want to be supportive of nature and conservation as well. So that's really, really important. So for all your listeners out there, remember, you do need your small game license. I wouldn't wait till midnight the night before for that. However, like Jack Hughes is saying here, you can get this migratory game bird hunting permit on Environment Canada's website. You can go on there and get this any time of day and print it off, and you're all set to go. Now, what is the exact website for that, Jack?
The simplest way is just to use Google.
Okay.
Instead of trying to rhyme off, you know how long those websites are sometimes.
Oh, with all the forward slashes and backslashes and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, so I think just using Google and migratory game bird hunting permit should take you right there.
Right. That's great. And also a reminder, morning dove hunting is something that's a reality in Ontario now, which is something that's also come through Environment Canada. Please look at the website, even if you just Google Environment Canada, because there are requirements within the law for type of shot that you're using, and it has to be non-toxic and this sort of thing. So make sure you check with the rules.
That's right. It's a good reminder. Yeah, I just like to remind all the listeners to participate in the harvest survey if they receive a questionnaire in the mail.
Okay.
And to report any banded birds that they happen to harvest, because all that information is essential to us properly managing these populations and making offering the most harvest opportunity that we can. When we have good information, we can make the regulations such that hunters have the most opportunity while still making sure that the populations are sustainable.
So for the harvest survey, make sure if you get one in the mail, please fill it out. Won't take you too long. It really helps Environment Canada do their job to keep our populations and our health of our wildlife in place. And also, if you happen to get a banded bird, can they just go right on your website for information on that, or is it usually on the band? Or
There's a website on the band. So they can just report it directly using the web address on the band itself.
Okay, and for the listeners who are lucky enough to get a banded bird, will they have any kind of information fed back to them on the bird, or will that be accessible to them?
They can get the information, yes. We no longer send out paper certificates. That was just found to be too costly to do, but you can print your own certificate, which has all the information about where the bird was banded and when.
That is interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention, and we'll all get out there and get some waterfowl hunting done.
Yeah, I wish everybody a happy hunting season.
Thank you so much, and you have yourself a great one too, Jack.
Thanks a lot.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
We'll be right back with Angler and Hunter News and the Win a Yamaha Alumacraft Boat Contest right after these messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to current approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Man, this is going to be a great hunting trip. The camp is really remote this year.
Yeah, only way I can take off this year is if I keep in touch once a day with my office. I just picked up my new satellite phone for Spot so I can stay in contact when we lose cell coverage.
Bet that was expensive.
Nope, Spot has a free phone offer right now. It didn't cost me a thing. Their airtime plans are really affordable and the sound quality is awesome too. My family likes it. We're prepared for an emergency as well.
A free satellite phone, affordable rates, and awesome sound? I'll check it out when we get back.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit findmespot.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE Stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE Stores, we're excited about hunting season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's...
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. This is your news. Three Asian grass carp have been found in the waters around Toronto Island's marina. In the evening hours of Tuesday, September 1st, 2015, Toronto and Region Conservation Authority staff caught two Asian grass carp while monitoring fish species in the area. The third was found in the day of Wednesday, September 2nd, in the same vicinity. The grass carp were immediately sent to a Fisheries and Oceans Canada laboratory in Burlington for further investigation. The first fish found was 23 pounds, the second weighed 36 pounds, and the third was 20 pounds. As of Wednesday, September 2, 2015, crews in electrofishing and trap net boats from the Toronto Region Conservation Authority, Fisheries and Oceans Canada, and the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry have been conducting coordinated searches for Asian grass carp. Grass carp is one of several species in a group of fish known as Asian carp. They are native to Eastern Asia and have been used in North America, primarily as a food source and also as a means for managing aquatic vegetation. Where they have proliferated in parts of the United States, grass carp have had a negative effect on the ecosystem as well as on commercial and recreational fisheries. Grass carp feed extensively on aquatic vegetation, often uprooting large areas of vegetation, thus depleting other native fish species. Grass carp differ from the common carp found in Lake Ontario, which were introduced in Ontario in the 1800s. This summer, five live grass carp have been found on Toronto's waterfront. In addition to this week's findings, two were discovered in July in Tommy Thompson Park. While the discovery of this invasive species in Lake Ontario warrants further monitoring and analysis, circumstances leading to its presence are still unclear. At present, not enough is known to draw conclusions about its source or potential ecological impact. In recent decades, the Toronto Regional Conservation Authority has worked to monitor and restore fish habitats along Toronto's waterfront and watersheds that feed into it, restoring significant populations of native fish species that were decimated as Toronto grew. With the expansion of wetlands, improvements to shorelines, including the installation of fish habitats along the waterfront, pike, walleye, and bass populations have flourished. The Toronto Regional Conservation Authority continues to work in the field and on water in cooperation with Fisheries Oceans Canada, the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, and other agencies engaged in the protection of the Toronto region waterways from damaging invasive species.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
I love these hunting trips, but the kids miss me, and my wife worries about us being safe.
I know what you mean. I bought a Spot Gen 3 for this trip to keep in touch with my girls.
That's a satellite messenger, right?
Yep, Spot sends my GPS coordinates via satellite right to my family's email or phone. They click on the message and see where I am. I can use it in emergencies or to signal for help as well. Spot has rescued over 3,500 adventurers already.
Sounds good. Looks small, too. Is it pricey?
Nope, I save 50% with a mail-in rebate.
50% rebate offer is for a limited time only. Annual subscription is required. Visit findmespot.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE Stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE Stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm his brother Mark.
And we're planning our futures.
I'm skinny dipping this weekend.
I'm doing something natural too, next year.
You're going naked?
I'm going to Fleming College.
Au naturel?
To take one of their natural resources or environmental programs. Fleming College has some of the best programs with lots of hands-on learning and field trips. And it's in the Kawarthas with lots of great outdoor things to do nearby.
And everybody's...
wearing clothes, Mark.
Oh.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking an environmental or natural resources program, check out Fleming College at flemingcollege.ca.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. We had a record response to our win, a Yamaha Alumacraft fishing package, so we are now accepting entries for the Angler and Hunter Radio waterfowl package. To win an MV1648 Alumacraft with SMHA Yamaha outboard and trailer valued at $9,291, listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode, and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's passcode is attractive. The fall is the best time of year for anglers and hunters. A short window of time when the lakes aren't busy, the scenery is brilliant, and the opportunities abound. Share your favorite time of the year with an apprentice hunter or angler this fall and pass it on. Until next time, be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you?
and by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.